Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" So John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the straps of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you to everyone who is a part of our history theater. What a wonderful and fun retelling of that story. And we, similar problem. We had so many kids participating and firefighters here on the scene running all over. We couldn't imagine what it felt like a little bit then. So thank you. And thanks to our Jane, our historian, and Ruby for helping bring that together. Friends, Advent meets us right where we are this year, longing for a new way. We are aching for a new way of being in our country, in our relationships, and in our own hearts. And this season of wilderness is God's gift to us for the work of making room for Christ. 100 years ago this very month, Hamlin Church stood among the ashes. The old wooden sanctuary had burned, and members of the congregation watched as the place that had held their weddings and funerals, their memories of Christmas Eve, candlelight, and favorite Sunday hymns collapsed into smoke and rubble. It must have felt like the end of something holy, like standing in a wilderness that they did not choose. But as that our history theater helped us to remember this morning, that fire was not the end. Out of the ashes came courage, imagination, and sacrifice. People came together and prayed and organized and gave and rebuilt. The greater community surrounded us with their support. The sanctuary we gather in now was not just a replacement building. Rather, it was a confession of faith, a choice to trust that God was already at work in their wilderness, calling them to begin again. Their grief and courage made room for a new chapter of ministry and a new spiritual home for generations to come. The Gospel of Mark opens with the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The story does not start in a palace or a temple, but in the wilderness, with a wild prophet known as John the Baptist, and a hard word: prepare the way of the Lord, repent. To be willing to go to hear John meant leaving behind routines and comfort. It meant stepping into a lonely, exposed place. The wilderness could sharpen their fear, but it could also strip away the noise so they could finally hear God's voice. Many of us know something of the wilderness right now. It is personal, and it is social and political. 2,000 some years after Jesus, we still live inside systems that concentrate power and wealth at the expense of the most vulnerable, fueled by fear and resentment. Just this week, once again, we heard rhetoric that targets immigrants and refugees and religious minorities, including the terrible racist remarks recently aimed at Somali neighbors right here in Minnesota. That language is dehumanizing and dangerous. This kind of talk against Somali and all immigrant neighbors misses the fundamental truth of our faith. We are all created in the image of God and fully belong in our shared life together. At the same time, there are wilderness places closer to home. For many of us, we may perhaps be yearning for a new way of being in our own lives, a new way of speaking to those we love, a new way of showing up in community, a new way of tending to our bodies and souls. We may perhaps carry habits of defensiveness, overwork, numbing, or avoidance that leave our hearts crowded and exhausted. We may even sense in some quiet place inside that the way we have been living is not sustainable. Into all of this wilderness, a locust-eating, camel-fur-wearing prophet's call rings out for us today just as it did some 2,000 years ago. Repent, meaning turn around. Loosen your grip. This is not a summons to wallow in shame. It is an invitation to freedom. Scripture promises that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Repentance is kind of a spiritual decluttering, the ongoing process of unburdening and making room in our lives and in our hearts so that God's transforming love can actually move in us and through us. The people do not just listen to John, but they step into the Jordan. Going from dry ground into flowing water, it is a physical sign of a spiritual shift. It says, I want something different. I am willing to step out of what is familiar, to be washed in a new way. Advent asks the same of us. What habits, what assumptions, what loyalties do we need to release to God's so that God's way of justice and mercy and humility can take root? Just this week, there were glimpses of that new way. 60 people gathered here for our community dinner on Wednesday. Small groups met throughout the week. Today's services was held on Friday night. This space was filled with song in anticipation of the Hamline University concert this afternoon. On Friday afternoon, many people of faith and community members showed up at mosques throughout the state to stand with Somali community members, filling entryways and sidewalks with support and care as members gathered for Friday prayer. At Masjid al-Taqwa, less than 1 mile down the road on Snelling Avenue, many people that I encountered that afternoon were overcome with emotion. Fear and grief at the hatred they were witnessing, but also tears of joy and wide smiles at the sight of such public love outpouring and surrounding them. One of the Somali American leaders of the mosque said, "We are not garbage. We are not fraud. We are Minnesotans. We are Americans." That is wilderness truth-telling, claiming God-given dignity in the face of lies, even from the highest level of this country. Our repentance includes turning away from any silence or complicity in such dehumanization and turning toward concrete solidarity and love. And friends, here is the good news. Transformation is never just private. People went out to John in groups. Families and whole communities walked their dusty road together. Prepare the way of the Lord is not only about our inner life, but it's about clearing roadblocks that keep neighbors from knowing God's justice and tenderness. The rebuilding of this sanctuary after the 1925 fire was not just for members in that moment. It was for the entire community. It was for neighbors and for students and strangers. It was for you. It was for each and every one of us. They made room so others could encounter God even 100 years later. Just think of that. And now it's our turn. How is Hamlin Church being called to make room in this season? What does sanctuary truly look like today? How do we become a community where the vulnerable are cherished, where immigrants and refugees are honored as image bearers of God, where power is shared, where truth is spoken in love? How do we embody in this anxious and authoritarian-leaning time a different way, the way of Christ? One thing about John is that he is clear. He is not the main act. The one who is more powerful than I is coming. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The point of all this wilderness work, all this confession and turning, is not to get our lives perfectly together, but it is to open space for Christ, who will always exceed and append our expectations. We must keep in mind, we cannot control God, the God we are making room for. We cannot put Christ into a safe, sentimental box. For the same Jesus whose birth we celebrate is the one who blesses the poor, confronts the powerful, crosses boundaries, and pours himself out in love. Making room in our hearts for his way means accepting that he will challenge our comfort, our faith, our priorities. It means letting his definition of strength, service, vulnerability, sacrificial love redefine our own. And yet, this is what we are yearning for, a new way of being human, a way not captive to domination and greed, not chained to cycles of harm in our families and communities, but rooted in mercy, courage, and hope. Which is why we need this season of Advent so deeply. We need this time in the wilderness to step out of the noise, to repent, to name what is broken in our world and in ourselves, and to make real room in our hearts for the way of Christ. Let this sanctuary, born from fire and faithful rebuilding, remind you that endings are often the beginning of the good news, the fertile soil needed for something new, something beautiful to bloom. In this wilderness season, may God grant us courage to turn, humility to confess, tenderness to stand in solidarity, and spacious hearts where Christ can truly dwell. And may the yearning in us for a new way meet the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thanks be to God. Amen.